and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Anna and Raven interpret the holiday favorites. Star 99.9.
That's right. A lot of times you hear your favorite holiday songs and you think to yourself, like, oh, I love that song. You hum along. But do you really, really listen to what the words mean?
Have you ever? Right? I mean, it just kind of breezed by you. You're like, oh, it means Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. But it means different things to different people. That's for sure.
And that's why today we're going to dissect Santa Baby. There's a little background about Santa Baby.
Okay.
It was originally recorded in 1953 by Eartha Kitt. Obviously, it's been redone millions of times by tons of different artists. It was originally written by Joan Javits, who's the niece of Jacob Javits.
Okay.
Who's, you know, he's a famous guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Is that a horse?
Well, I did a little research. And what a sable actually is a small mammal living in forest environments, primarily in Russia and Mongolia.
Oh,
so
it's not a horse?
No, it's not a horse.
No. Oh.
I think she's talking about like how we would say a mink coat, but she wants a sable coat. Although there's confusion because I'm not sure. Is Santa supposed to go to Mongolia and Russia to get this sable?
Well, I'm just going to go out there, Jack, whatever his niece. that's not appropriate nowadays, all right?
Right.
All right. Yeah. Faux fur is what we're into.
Yep.
A 54 convertible to light blue.
I mean, how much do you think that costs?
She wants transportation.
Right.
I mean, nowadays it costs a lot. Back then, when it came off the line, $2,000.
You think that's all it
costs? $2,500
back then. You
think
Santa could swing that?
Cars were, you know, they were nothing back then.
Yep.
Think of all the fun I've missed.
She's going to explain now why she deserves all this stuff.
Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
What?
So wait a minute.
What?
Right. The fact that you held on to your chastity throughout the year is something that you should be rewarded for.
Yeah.
I think she assumes that Santa is Catholic.
Mm.
All right.
Santa, honey, one little thing I really need, the deed. To a platinum mine.
Here's a little research. Yep. A platinum mine.
Now that was a good investment.
Well, let me tell you something.
What?
There is only one platinum mine in all of North America in Colorado. It's called Stillwater Mining Company. And it still is the only platinum producer in the entire country. So I don't know how much it's going to cost, but I bet you it's going to cost a lot.
I mean, she didn't say it had to be in the United States either.
And do you think
I mean, it could be anywhere. And platinum is, people are after platinum nowadays.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think she knows how to go into a mine and mine like those people do?
No, she's got the people that work for her at the mine. I mean, when you buy the mine, you got to bring everybody with it.
What are you going to do with that deed?
You got to bring everybody. You got to make money.
Doesn't make any
sense.
Print
money.
Yep.
And fill my stocking with a duplex and checks.
Big stocking.
I'm going to be pretty certain there that there's not actually a duplex that can fit in a stocking.
Well, she wants investment property. What she's saying is take care of me with a gift today. Take care of me with a gift that keeps on giving the rest of my life.
Raven, what are you going to ask your Santa baby for? And say it in your sexy Eartha Kitt voice.
I never gave it any thought because there's not a miracle out there. I would go with the duplex or the copper mine would be good.
The platinum mine would be good.
I would go for the earth synthetics, though. What do they use in the phones, right? Like, that's the mine that I want now, right? They use those.
That doesn't sound sexy at
You know what I'm talking
all.
About?
That doesn't sound sexy
Santa
at all.
Santa baby, give me one of them mines they got in Afghanistan that they partnered up with the Chinese mining companies that everybody was so upset that we didn't get because it's used in everybody's cell phone.
We're good now.
And I want to get some money out of that.
All right. Yeah.